This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Hour number two on January 10th. Thank you for joining us this morning. Another new guest in the studio.
Right.
What a day. Two new guests in a row. I love it.
Yes.
Let's give a big welcome to Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
We really missed the boat.
Braving the weather. Yeah.
We need the first timer's mug or something to hand
absolutely.
People as they come in. So tell us a little bit about what Redo Cabinets is and what you do.
Well, again, I'm Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. We are a 70-year-old company. And we primarily focus on refreshing and restyling your kitchen. We do it at a fraction of the cost of a full kitchen remodel. It takes 3 to 4 days versus 1 to 2 months to get it done. We've been really working on this for a while. Love what we do. We can also add accessories like quartz countertops, backsplash. We have rollouts, trash caddies. We could make changes in your kitchen. Really make this thing look absolutely stunning for, again, a fraction of the cost of a full remodel.
So you're not just doing door and drawer fronts anymore, where that was always my idea, is like refacing cabinets. That's pretty popular. But all the accessories that go with it, new top, like you said, backsplashes, but also the rollouts and things inside the cabinets.
And we can go further and like add a peninsula, remake or add an island. Something I'm a big fan of is boxing out your refrigerator and actually pulling forward that cabinet there to make the cabinet actually useful.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of great changes, ideas, and we're always trying to add more accessories.
Yeah, and then matching the existing cabinets. But today it's more common. You said adding a peninsula or something. It's more common to have like your base cabinets be a different color or finish than your wall cabinets or your island cabinet or peninsula to be different than other cabinets. So that makes it a little easier. I don't have to match that. Like, we can do something different here.
Absolutely. We actually do a lot of color change. Right now it's so popular to have that island a different color
mm-hmm.
from the rest of the kitchen too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or base or walls or doors different than the boxes.
That one's more rare, but we have done it.
Yeah.
Okay. We definitely have done it, but the color changes today. It's so in right now. Having like say a blue green colored island or lower base cabinets in the kitchen compared to the like say your whites on the uppers and stuff. It actually is and really makes that kitchen pop.
Okay. And where are your offices or locations?
We have an office in New Berlin. We have an office in Illinois, and then we're actually opened up in Madison and the Appleton Green Bay area right now as well.
So you're covering a good portion of Wisconsin.
I love this state more than anything.
Excellent. It's good to hear.
So you don't mind me wearing my Packer gear today?
As soon as I saw you wearing that today, I was so ecstatic. I was like, all right.
I can fit in with these guys.
I'm home.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, that's good because my son-in-law is a Bears fan. And I'm going to be watching the game with him tonight. I know. I couldn't believe my daughter was married.
Are you going to like throw a piece of popcorn at him like every 5 seconds?
Yeah, just to annoy him. Keep him on edge. He's actually one of the most calm guys I know.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm the one that's like, wah!
Yeah.
He's more like, oh, okay, we got that play.
We're okay. Good.
Anyway, I just don't like seeing that C when I walk around, you know, the state. It drives me nuts.
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of calls and texts on this hour because people are going to want to know, how do I do this? What is it that you can do to change it? What sort of thing? So 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can get your questions in for Greg. Redo Cabinets. It's redocabinetrefacing.com, right? Is that the website? Just Redo Cabinets is fine as well. Redocabinets.com. We'll be right back on The Fix-It Show.
Get her done. It's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Snow early this morning, 1 to 2 inches possible. It is getting slick out there. We're starting to see cars sliding off to the side of the road. Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets on with us. You said you saw a couple people off in the ditch on the way in.
I did. It went from rain turned to snow. Again, like I was telling you, my sensors started going crazy, and then I start seeing cars in ditches.
So if you're going anywhere today, take it easy. Yep. Even when you got four-wheel drive, it can get slick underneath that snow, and your tires aren't tracked.
Brakes still don't work that well in four-wheel drive.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, that doesn't help you to stop. Right.
Exactly. Redo cabinets. Are you guys going to be at the Metro Builders Association Home Show this weekend?
We are here this weekend at the Wisconsin State Fair Park Exposition Center today, 10 to 7, tomorrow 10 to 5, and we are Redo Booth 130.
Okay. Beware
if
you're going there.
You can still get there and go on everything and still get home to watch the Packer game.
That's right. But beware if you go there. It's also the 58th annual Wonderful World of Weddings today and tomorrow at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo. So that expo is going to be full.
Yeah.
MBA is going to be on one half, the World of Weddings on the other half. So just plan accordingly.
Yeah, we do have a large booth there, so you should be able to catch us.
Isn't there something going on in Madison, too? Because we do have Madison listeners.
We're also at the Madison Home Expo, and that's at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. And that's today from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 5. And we are booth 912.
Okay. So redo cabinets. Explain the process. Yeah. So I don't want to redo my entire kitchen. I like the way it's laid out, but I want to give it a refresh and I want it to look new and maybe function a little bit better. How's that work?
So on the simplest side. So again, if we're doing literally the simplest job for you, we could keep the countertops on there. Like if we're just going to redo it, because that's when you think of a full kitchen remodel, like, oh, I just want to do so much, but I need to change out all these boxes. Well, when you have to change out your bottoms, countertops got to go with it. Most likely sinks got to go with it. On the simplest side, we come in, we take all your doors and drawer fronts and we toss those. We try to get those recycled. Then we sand down the boxes. We use a primer and a glue. We put a new laminate on of a color of your choice. And then now you get to choose your style and your color of your doors and drawers, your hardware. And then we do change out drawer boxes as well, depending on if you want to or not. So we can make this as simple as you want, or we can start to go more complex and start to go, hey, let's get a peninsula added. Let's get an island added. Let's put a larger pantry in. Like I was saying, pull that box up over the fridge. Let's do countertops, backsplash. You know, we have so many different things we can do, but we can leave it really simple. Or we could take it to the next level and start to slightly reconfigure your kitchen.
Or maybe an older kitchen doesn't have a dishwasher. You can modify a base cabinet to allow for a dishwasher install.
We could pull that box out and actually, fit that. I can't remember, it's 30 inch or something like that.
No, 24.
Is it 24?
For a dishwasher.
24 for that. Even, say, under the island, I think it's 30 inch for the microwave that's under, the island. I think that's a 30 inch. So yes, you can reconfigure those kind of things, and sometimes even move the boxes around. Mm-hmm. And that's also something we've done. Maybe they could take the one cabinet that was next to the sink and move it over to the left side if you needed more room for something. So
then you guys don't do the flooring after that. That'd have to be separate, or do you do that?
The flooring is a separate company that would do that. Yeah. And we would always say, start with the cabinets, then the floor, because we've had people try to do the opposite. And just like in exterior work, you want to start top down.
Mm-hmm.
So
that makes sense.
So yeah, and that's the thing. And again, our average jobs, 3 to 4 days, we can get in and out of your kitchen.
So you mentioned a laminate going over the top. Do you do staining and painting at all, or is it?
We want to do no staining and painting at all. And this is a proprietary V32, material that's going on there. It's a really thick material that, even when you have say your wood grain, you can feel the wood grain in it. It's even done in the way that a wood grain would look on your cabinet. So it is a really high quality product that's meant to last a lifetime.
Okay. And so when it comes to cabinets, is there any cabinets you can't cover? Like if somebody got something put in from a big box store and it was just kind of a pre-done thing?
We've had issues with some versions of the IKEA type cabinet. Again, that's very rare that's in someone's kitchen. And the other one that's a struggle for us has been old, really old metal cabinets.
Yeah.
Maybe the
Sears type stuff.
Yeah, maybe 50s, 60s. Those aren't easy to work with. Our manufacturer does allow us to do them. We just don't like to.
Mm-hmm.
We do like working with wood. Because, again, most of the boxes people had from 20 plus years ago are better than today's boxes.
Right.
Just think, if you're throwing in boxes, quality. So why not keep the boxes?
Yeah.
You know, you're actually saving more junk in the landfill by just keeping them and reworking them and making them better.
Yeah. And the older houses, even older than that, the boxes are generally built in place by the carpenters who are building the house.
Yeah. And we'd like to keep those.
Yeah.
Those are examples, too, of the drawers where we'd want to, like, put new drawer boxes in, because then you can actually get glides in there. Glides. A lot of those are, like, you know, rough
they're
sliding.
They're just sliding right on the frame. Yeah. Like mine. Yeah.
Those I would.
Sweeping
I would,
up sawdust every once in a while.
Right. Yeah. So I'd pull out those drawer boxes and put new glides in and have those, you know, slow close really nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're good, solid pieces of furniture, absolutely. Right? Why replace them?
Wood,
get them cleaned up, get them fixed up. So Mishap Solutions. Sorry, that was last hour. Redo Cabinets. .com is the website, redocabinets.com. Greg Olson on with us for another 40 minutes. So get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. The Fix-It Show is on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Isaac is working the brain this morning. The noggin is up and running bright and early. Bring
it back. Again.
Jack, do it again. We're redoing cabinets here with Greg Olson. RedoCabinets.com is the website. This is a family-run business. This is a company that's been around a long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My great uncle technically started it. Then my father took it over in 85. And me and my brother Mark run it now. And I have two younger brothers and a brother-in-law that work for us as well.
So it really is a family.
Yes. Yeah, the whole family.
So we do. It is a family affair.
And everybody's a Packer fan.
No, that's where I, me and Mark, we're the real partners of the company, so me and Mark are the Packer fans. I guess reluctant at sometimes, but no, the younger brothers decided to bail on us when they lost in 22, I think. I think it was that
one. They were done.
They were burning their hats in my backyard, and I was like, oh no.
I would rather have a team that never makes it to the playoffs than,
yes.
Like, what? What's the theory behind that?
It's the same with, like, the...
Or did they jump over to, like, I'm going to be a Patriots fan because they win all the time?
No, that was my father who was playing that game. He's a fair weather fan. It was my younger brothers actually went to the Bears, which I'm like, do you want to be disappointed every year? Ever? I mean, are you guys are a joke. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's weird.
They have a pretty good team this year.
They do.
Unfortunately, they do.
No, but tonight, I'm impressed.
It ends.
Yeah, it ends.
Tonight it ends for them.
Right.
Okay. A couple questions here that came in on the text line at 855-616-1620. How does the cost of his work and products compare to custom renovation? I don't know how you can answer that because every project's different, right?
Yeah. No, every project's different. If a full kitchen remodels, again, I've seen them to be in the six figures, in the low six figures.
Oh, that is very common these days.
I would say I've seen ours as low, under 10,000 to, again, $250,000-$260,000, depending on how big the, some kitchens are absolutely massive. Mm-hmm. Massive. Yeah. So that's why it is hard to kind of gauge that, but.
Yeah, if you're doing countertops and you're not just facing things, but you're doing countertops. You're adding all the extra things. You're doing new hardware. You're doing a backsplash and things. You know, that starts to add up.
If you're your small average kitchen, if you're just doing, like I was telling you, the simple refacing with no countertops, backsplash. Yeah, I've seen it definitely under 10, pretty easily. Yeah. And again, if you're comparing this to say paint or something else, again, one of the reasons we got into this was my brother had his kitchen painted. And then I think it was weeks later, his wife's got her wedding ring, opening up the trash caddies and stuff. Guess what? It was immediately chipping off.
He had his cabinets painted.
Yes. Okay. He had his cabinets painted, immediately started chipping.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really warranty these kind of things. They don't last very long. Ours is supposed to last as long as you're living in that house. It's gonna last.
My first house, I painted everything, and then it all stuck. I used the...
Did it? Oh, yeah. Door. See?
Every time you go...
Yep.
I'm like, oh, man, what did I do? So, there's certain things you need to do properly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this would be one of them. You don't want to get your kitchen all redone and then hate it,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what I did to my own kitchen back in the day 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, what did I just do? Another one came in and says, we talked about it was hard to do the metal cabinets, some of those older metal cabinets. This one says, we have laminate cabinets. Do you do those?
So, that would be, I guess you could call it a first-gen, maybe refacing. We can do that. Yes, we can either get it off. We can work on it depending on how it was put on. We actually can work on those cabinets.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. So how do people get in touch with you?
They can give us a call at 414-677-6700. 6417, or just go to redocabinets.com and you can start setting up appointments on there.
And pretty much all of Wisconsin, or do you not hit the upper north corner? Because I know you said Green Bay, Appleton,
Northwest
Madison.
Corner, you mean,
yeah. Or
yeah,
Northwest
I guess
corner.
If you were going, I'm trying to think as far as saying, your Platteville's or way out to Wisconsin Rapids, we're not quite there yet.
So if you can hear the radio signal, you probably go there.
We go there, yes.
The actual radio signal. If you're not listening online in Arkansas or Arizona.
Correct.
Or Africa.
I mean, we'll certainly try. We'll certainly try. But and again, if you're down even in Illinois, I mean, we work down there too. So, you can give us a call.
Okay. Any specials going on right now?
Yeah. Actually, we have our promotion is a 70% off installation plus no payments and no interest for 12 months.
Wow. That's quite the deal.
Yeah.
It's time.
Redo
we want the Packers to win, right? So let's get this going.
Redocabinets.com is the website. You can check them out there. How long before somebody could come out and give me a little consultation?
We could probably have someone out there by next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so call today and get out there next week.
And I'm assuming that process is kind of a couple steps because you're designing and you're coming up. Or can they get everything done in one shot?
When we come out, we do everything in one shot.
You can?
Yeah,
nice.
We actually have our consultant go out there and count every door and drawer, look at everything you want. They bring all the samples in, so they can show you everything. And right there, we can come up with a yay or nay. And then it's within the week, we have someone remeasure that property. So we have a measure technician that comes out and really goes through, because every door is custom made for each box.
Sure, sure.
And it goes from there, and then 3 to 4 weeks, we could be installing that kitchen.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Another half hour here to go with Greg, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, let's go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
Dayton and David, it's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
855-616-1620. That is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions for Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets, now is the time to get them in. We have another half hour with him to go through questions. We have a couple that have come through. And this actually is a great question because you talked about possibly repurposing cabinets and moving them around. And that could include like, hey, we're moving our stove over here and we want to put a vent pipe in or a hood over the top of it. Or we want to add this, but we want to put some electrical over this way, or there is electrical here, and now it's not going to be covered by the cabinets. That's something that you would have to have done before you guys come in? Is that typically how it works, or after?
And again, the reason is we are trying to be in and out as quick as possible to really allow you to be back in your kitchen. Because again, if you really think about people who have had their kitchen fully remodeled, I mean, it could be a mess for four, 6, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And our plan is always to get in and out, 3 to 4 days. I mean, at longest, I think it was 7 to 9, depending on how big this kitchen is. So if you're wanting to move something that moves a gas line, moves the HVAC of your exhaust of your stove, we'd like to get those things done before we're in there. And then we can get in there, we can get rocking, close out that kitchen, get it done, and then have you back in your kitchen as soon as possible, by the next week.
So you're not coordinating other subcontractors. You're going in there to do your work.
Correct. And again, if there
that
is...
you have control over.
If there's a reason that, again, it has to be done partially during our job, we will work with that person.
Yeah.
If you contract someone out, they can contact
us. Suppose.
We can plan
coordinate
with them.
Properly.
Yeah, we can work with them to get that done. But
that makes sense.
3 to 4 days. We want to get in and out because, again, it is tough. The kitchen is the heart of your home. Mm-hmm. That is that center. And then, see, you have kids that are in sports. Again, I'm a wrestling coach. My kids want to get out 5:30 to 6 to head to wrestling practice. My wife's trying to make dinner. Say your kitchen's completely destroyed.
Yeah.
What do you do? You want to have to go to McDonald's
every
night.
Make reservations.
Your kids might like that.
They may, yeah.
But, quick trip.
In and out quickly. And that's our whole process is we want to be in and out and affect your life as little as possible.
You know how I know the kitchen is the heart of the home? It's always the messiest room in the house because there's just people coming in and dropping stuff and there's paperwork here and there's dishes here and there's just...
Food is life, right?
Yeah, right?
Yes.
And
yeah,
everybody's hanging out there. If you have a party, that's where everybody wants to hang out, especially because I mix our drinks in the kitchen. So everybody's in there.
And everyone likes that open concept, that kitchen living room open, which is what mine is. So yeah.
And you guys are there to help make it look nice.
Yes.
And in a decent turnaround, you're not going to, like you said, it can take 4 or 5 8 weeks to get a kitchen remodel done or longer.
Yeah.
And spend hundreds of thousands. I've been in a couple kitchens recently where they spent $300,000 on their kitchen remodel. Yeah. I'm like, holy cow.
That's
almost as much as my whole house.
That's what a house costs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Okay. Somebody did ask on the other end of that, would you do something small like changing hardware on cabinets?
So that's something we wouldn't do. And I guess for this specific question, say, you know, your hardware is, say, smaller or larger, you're leaving holes now in that cabinet. So we have in the past done some what we call redooring, where we've put new doors on. So we basically just took the doors off, leaving the boxes as is. So we're not actually putting our V32 on the box and then just putting new doors on. At that point, you could put new hardware in because now there's new, you have to make new holes. So then you could do it. So that'd be the only way I would probably say that we would come in to do something like that. Other than that, I wouldn't recommend doing that unless you're buying the same hardware, same exact size hardware. Size, yeah. And then at that point, you can do it yourself and not contract that out.
And hardware might include new hinges also, right?
Well, sure, if you're changing the color and that's why you're doing it.
Yes. Well, yeah, and if you have exposed hinges, correct, and not hidden ones.
Yeah.
So yes, that could be a complicated process for a customer to do. But we would tell you if, at that point, we only do the hidden hinges that are slow closed, so you'd want to just have us, do the bare minimum to the kitchen, close up the boxes, put new doors and drawers, drawer fronts on with the new hardware.
What are trends you're seeing color-wise?
Well, the funny thing is, white is always king. I mean, that is our top three colors are, I believe, three different whites, which is incredible. There's a white with a grain, and then you have like a shiny white, and then you have more of a matte finish white. So those are really popular. And then your darker wood grains, but, actually lately, I think Verde is like a greenish color has been really popular. That green.
That's French for green.
My jacket's green. Yeah. I see, your jacket's green. Our Green Bay Packers have green. Green is a color. Actually, it's funny. We do sell yellow that looks just like the Packer yellow too. So that would be hilarious if you did like the gold upper and that green.
I could see people doing that in their bar, like downstairs in the rec
that
room.
Would be
come
cool.
In
or a home up
off.
North.
I think my wife would kill me if I suggested that for the kitchen.
Because I've seen houses with their siding, like that green with the trim being that goldish or yellow color.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty funny. But
you'd be all in on that.
Yes. Yeah. But that green right now is really popular.
What about black?
We've done a few. Actually, our office kitchen that's basically part of our showroom is black with like a gold hardware that looks really nice. Okay. So that surprisingly looks decent. I wouldn't think so, but when it's more of a flat panel, so it's not like a recessed panel drawer, it does have, or a door has actually a really nice look to it with that gold hardware. I'm more partial to the white. Again, that's what my kitchen is.
That's what ours is. So, but I work for Siding Unlimited. I don't know if you know that, but what we've seen this year, which is weird, is oil rub bronze is getting taken away from the hardware selections and brushed brass has come in its place.
That has gotten real
popular. We've seen that in plumbing fixtures too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like everything's cyclical.
I was recently up at Kohler looking at hardware for like our faucets and stuff, because my wife and I are going to be building a house, and I saw that everywhere. You're right. Like they pulled one and just threw the other in. Yeah. I'm like, man, who chooses this?
How does that work? Who gets to make that decision?
How does that happen?
Well, we're always a couple of years behind the coasts, aren't we?
That's true.
I have heard that.
It's probably out of style on the East and West Coast already.
When we come back, we have more text to get to. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. If you have questions for Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets, get them in. You can find them at Redo Cabinets. Is it cabinet?
Redo Cabinets, plural, I believe.
With an S.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
RedoCabinets.com. Right. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us today. The 58th annual Wonderful World of Weddings going on at the State Fair Expo Center, and right next to that.
Is Rose going to come live to us from there?
I don't know. We'll see. No, I hope not, because I wasn't planning on that. The MBA home show going on in that same location this weekend as well. And our guest today, Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets, going to be out there with their crew. You're also in the Madison show that's going on today. You guys are busy.
You're going to be at the show. You're going to go from here to
everywhere.
The show?
I think I'm going to the Milwaukee one.
Right. That's what I figured.
I'll be there briefly.
Okay.
I can't wait to see it.
So when people come out there, they can find your booth and actually see some of the product that you have and work with somebody right there on the spot.
Yeah, I think it's a like a double or a triple booth. It's real wide. I remember seeing some pictures of the setup. So I really look forward to seeing this one. Jay, who runs our events, has done an absolute wonderful job to show a customer a little bit of everything that we do. So I was really happy to see how that
And that's a, that's important for people going to the shows, you know, touch and feel and stuff rather than, I mean, the internet's amazing for everything you can do and see and everything, research, but going to these shows still, you know, it's like going to a car showroom. You know, you want to you want to sit and you want to kind of, quote unquote, take it for a test drive.
Absolutely.
Kind of I just did that.
You did?
Yeah. Bought a car. You know.
Oh,
that.
You bought a car. I thought you said you did that on the air here.
No, no.
Did I miss that?
No. Text here says, good morning. Is there a limit on how deep you can go with a pantry style cabinet for shelf pullouts? And what's the process to accomplish that?
How deep can you go with a
24 inches, basically as deep as the cabinet.
It would be just as deep as the cabinet we can go. I mean, obviously it's probably an inch or two to get it pulled out and an inch or two in for the glides. But yeah, that it's pretty much the whole thing. We could still get the whole rollout in there. Absolutely.
Got another text that says, recently saw an early morning home improvement show where they made custom all glass panels in thin frames to replace all the solid cabinet door fronts. Have never seen anything like that. Is that becoming popular or just something the homeowner on that show strangely wanted?
I think it's what they want. We do have glass inserts for our doors. We do that. Again, say you have like your nice glassware and something. We will offer things like that, but entire glass frame ones we don't do.
Yeah. I just picture what's inside my cupboards. I would never be able to show any. It's just stuff crammed in there. Like, I don't want to see
it. It seems
that
classic. I feel like I've seen some really old stuff like that. So maybe that's coming back.
I've seen some kitchens. Usually it's bigger kitchens where maybe they have a row of cabinets up top. They've got glass doors, but you're showing off like
right.
You know, a collection of a certain type of teapot.
Our house was built in 1940, so
we've got lights in them.
We've got the built-ins in the corners, so we have nice glassware in there showing that off. But my actual cabinets in my kitchen where I'm storing everything, no, I don't need to see that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see it.
This one says, can you give the Redo Cabinets phone number again?
Oh, I actually handed it to you.
I can. It's 414-677-6417. That's 414-677-6417. Give them a call. Is somebody there answering now, or will they get a message?
Someone should be there now answering.
Okay, great. So so if I call into that number and say, hey, I want somebody out, you said within the week somebody can set up an appointment with me, be out there, have everything they need to be able to go through the process.
Yes, everything. A bunch of samples, they'll be ready to go. Yeah, they'll have everything there for you. We have a kit that even shows kind of how even the drawer boxes would look. I mean, they have a little bit of everything. They're just little miniature versions of it, but yeah.
That's cool.
And let's say I say, yep, this is what I want to do. Let's go forward. You said 4 to 6 weeks you'd be out ready to go? Or?
Oh, yeah. Again, depending on where, when, and what kind of work is being done, it could be even sooner. Obviously, when it comes to, say, countertops and stuff we may have to order, that can take longer. But yeah, we can get out there probably within 4 to 6 right now.
RedoCabinets.com is the website. We do have to take one final break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets on the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Oh, baby. Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Oops, I did it again. The show is sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. If you go to redocabinets.com, I'm looking at your gallery that you have here, Greg, and it looks like an oops. It's just old cabinets, and then I do a little slide, and it looks perfect. Like, this is a really neat website that shows off all the things that you guys can do. So if you're wondering what they do, redocabinets.com, go to the gallery. There's a little drop down and it says before and after gallery, and it really can show you all the things that can be done. This is fantastic. I love it. So family owned business, been around for a long time. Uncle, dad, brothers, everybody's involved. This is a family affair. Yeah. I love it. So tell us again why somebody would choose you guys instead of doing a full kitchen remodel.
Well, again, full kitchen remodels, they take a long time, they cost a lot of money, and what do you want today? We want to get in and out. Everyone wants, you know, our patience levels are low. We want to get this done.
We're busy.
Yeah, everyone's busy. Everyone's busy. So this, again, will get you back into your kitchen right away. It will be cost effective. It'll make your kitchen look absolutely stunning. We're going to get some new crown molding put on there, right? You know, bright colored backsplash, a whole new refresh color. And again, we can get it done in as little as 3 to 4 days and a fraction of the cost of a full kitchen remodel.
And redo cabinets is a little bit of a misnomer, because you do redo the cabinets, but you also can add the drawers and the soft close, and you can put a countertop on, and you're doing more than just redoing the surface of the cabinets at this point.
Yeah, we want to get some, you know, brand new quartz back in your kitchen. We want, again, from the old laminate, I moved into my house in 2010 to the ugliest blue laminate countertops in that kitchen. And now I have this, you know, really nice quartz in my kitchen. It's incredible just how it could change the look of your whole kitchen. And we can add all these accessories included.
Seriously, if you go to the website, I'm just blown away looking at these pictures. It's definitely worth taking a trip over there today on your Saturday when it's rainy and snowy and crummy outside.
Unless you're at the NBA show.
Or go to the NBA show and see him there. Or the
maybe
Madison
you'll catch me there if you go this morning.
So special, I know we have one of those going on right now. It's a pretty good special.
Yeah, our special right now, again, is 75% off installation plus no payments and no interest for 12 months. And definitely give us a call, 414-677-6417.
Okay, somebody's going to come out in the next week or so, do a little consultation with you. They can design everything with you on the spot. They have all the materials there to touch, feel, look at.
We call it, what is it, our little mobile showroom. We'll bring the showroom to you.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. So
very convenient.
What haven't we talked about that people really should know about redo cabinets? I guess your 30-second elevator speech.
Yeah. Our 30-second elevator speech again. again, we get your kitchen done within, you know, 3 to 5 days, fraction of a cost for full kitchen remodel. Again, the amount of people I've seen crying when they see that kitchen, what they had to what they do now, just how happy they've been, and the testimonials I've gotten, which I think there's even those on our website too, is why I do what I do.
The move that bus moment?
Yes.
Where they come in and they're
love it or listed.
Yes. And again, I want your home worth more, you know, after we're done than when we started. I mean, when we used to do exteriors years ago, I said the same thing. I want to put quality into your home. I want it to last. And that's why we do what we do. That's what we do at Redo.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
There's your new tagline. Yeah. What we do at Redo.
That's right.
And you're a Packer fan. So
yes. Right.
Go Pack, go.
Yep.
You think we're going to win today?
We better win. We need to win.
I think we will.
We got to beat those Bears.
I think probably, this is sad to say, probably the main driving factor of what's going to make us win today was the hit on Jordan Love that got put on him in the last Bears game. Yeah. I think our guys are going to be fired up and ready to go. And
They're rested, ready to go. And Chicago's luck has run out.
There we go. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Yeah. Very good to have you on the show.
I hope you come back. Thanks for having me, guys. We'll be back.
They really do beautiful work. Redocabinets.com is the website. Go check them out. That does it. Are you here next week?
Absolutely.
I'm here next week. We do it every week at 7 o'clock. It goes till 9 o'clock, the Fix It Show on WTMJ. Right. Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show coming in next.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.